It's time for the Pearls of Wisdom with the one and only Dr. Pearl Coupe. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Z, and good afternoon to our peeps out there. Yay, fam. How's it going?
What's popping?
What's popping? It better be more than popcorn.
Dr. Pearl, welcome back.
Thank you.
Last week was incredible.
Yeah.
You started us off on a series on seeing, right? Which
right.
we hear a lot in the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Are we having part two of that conversation?
We're having part two of this conversation. And we're still talking about seeing, the importance of seeing. And it's just very, very important, as we've been saying consistently throughout these series, that God is not suggesting. He's like, I suggest you see. He's commanding us. There's a reason why he's given us eyes. And the thing about the eyes is that he's given them to us at two levels. Remember that whatever exists in the natural is normally duplicated or mirrored in the spiritual realm.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not just about seeing what we see physically. We also must see with our spiritual eyes. And that's where the aspect of discerning, because discernment, and especially the gift of discerning of spirits, is now allows you to see in the spiritual dimension, where you can see just beyond your physical sight, because the physical sight sometimes can deceive us. And we've talked, you know, we're going to be talking about that more in terms of the limitations of the physical eye. But today I'm going to talk a little bit more about the physical eye, because the two are connected. Z, what you see physically is also going to affect how you see spiritually. So your eyes are like gates. And in fact, you know, there's a scripture. I want to read a scripture, because we have eye gates. I've been teaching a series. Some people know out there, they love the series, called Possessing the Gates.
Yes.
You know, and it's about the different gates and spheres of society. And our bodies have gates.
Yeah.
So your reproductive gates, for instance, your sexual gates, your body has gates, your stomach gates, the gates of your stomach, and you have to man your gates. And so I talk about the eye gates. It's very important that we man our eye gates, which simply means be careful of what you see. Be careful of what you see, because here's what Matthew 6:22 to verse 23 says. It says, the eye is the lamp of the body. Yeah. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of what? Darkness. If the light in you is darkness, how great the darkness. So basically it's saying that what we see, there's an entrance. There's something that goes in terms of what we see. And because it's the light and the lamp of the body, what we see affects our reactions, our responses. There's a time that, you know, we had been doing a whole thing against pornography. Many, many years ago, I led marches and petitions about 15 years ago against pornography. In fact, we stood out against ETV. I led a march against ETV, which was trying to promote naked news, which was pornography. Thank God, successfully, they had to shut down that program. I also led a petition against Top TV that tried to apply for 3 pornography licenses about 12, 13 years ago. And that was also shut down, so that they weren't granted the license. And the reason why I was so passionate against the whole thing about pornography is because it affects our behaviors. As a lawyer and a prosecutor, I know, I've done research, and there's studies that show that in terms of pornography, there's studies that show that many people who become rapists have started by watching pornography. I remember Dr. James Dobson. I know that we have a program here that, you know, comes from that background. Dr. James Dobson interviewed at one point one of the worst serial rapists, Ted Bundy, I think was his name. Worst serial rapist who became a murderer in prison. And he asked him, how did it start? It was something like 42 women he raped and murdered. And he was asked that question to say, how did it start? And he said, it started by me watching these girly magazines. And it wasn't even pornography at the time. I don't know how many people remember that magazine we used to have called Scope magazine. with women just wearing bikinis. It started that way, but then it grew. He wanted to see pictures of women without the bikinis. And then it got progressively worse, just the same way in which people get addicted to alcohol. Nobody starts with a whole flask of whiskey. You start small, you know, with a few sips of wine, and then the wine doesn't do it anymore, those sips, and then it becomes a glass, and then the glass doesn't do it anymore, and then before you know it, it's a whole bottle. Same thing with pornography. It's addictive in that way. It's addictive. So when the eye gates are not manned, then it begins to affect your whole body. And this is what this Ted Bundy was saying, that it started with me watching magazines. It grew progressively worse to a point now where now he was wanting the hardcore pornography. After seeing it, he wanted to do it. It became violent pornography, and he wanted to do it on the women. And now it was becoming rape. And now, because the women were being raped, it was a criminal act. So he had to kill them now so that they couldn't testify after him. So you see, so that's why we have to be very careful about our eye gates, what we see, because it's going to impact our behavior. It's going to impact our conduct. It's going to impact on everything we do. So I want to encourage you to see God. To see God, you know, we're discussing Isaiah 43:19. See. And then it talks about what God is going to do. He said, I will bring you out of this wilderness.
Yeah.
I will bring rivers and I will bring streams. So I want to encourage us to see godly things. Don't just watch, you know, pornography. Don't just watch immorality. Don't just watch violence that will make you in turn violent, but see that which will impact you positively. See God in creation. See God even in the negative, because God is the one who has the capacity to turn everything that's even bad into positive. You know, that's why Joseph said in Genesis 50:20 that what you meant for evil, God has turned it around for the benefit of everybody so that everybody may grow. So I encourage you to see, watch your eye gates, be careful of what you see, see God in everything, see godliness, see God's ability and capacity in everything. And I want to leave you with the aspect of just saying, make a covenant with your eyes. Make a covenant with your eyes as you see. I'm reminded of... So like I said, see God in everything, see him in creation, see him in the... I can't walk out these days without, you know, I see a butterfly and I see God. I'm just like, how did God put the spots there? How did he do this? And it's going to change your whole perspective on life. Instead of just seeing the negative, seeing the potholes, seeing, you know, what was not done, seeing whatever the lights are not on, train your eyes to see the good in everything. Even if there's no light, see the candle, see the beauty of the candle.
Right.
You know, somebody was sharing with me that, do you know that when you light a match, something about there not being a shadow or something, see all the beauty in that and learn to train your eye to see the good, even in the negative. And like I say, make a covenant with your eyes. And in that covenant, this is what you pray. Pray that you can see properly, because this was the covenant that Job made. Job in chapter 31, verses 1 to 2, he said, I have made a covenant with my eyes. How then could I gaze with desire at a virgin? In other words, I'm making a covenant so I don't see evil, so I don't do things that are improper and get involved in impropriety. And then he says, for what is the allotment of God from our above, or the heritage from the Almighty on Hi. So I encourage you in this year, let us make covenants with our eyes, not to see ungodly things, not to watch pornography, not to watch those things that are not edifying, so that our thoughts, we can focus on what is pure, what is lovely, what is good, what is edifying, what is encouraging, what is provoking. Make a covenant with your eyes so you can see properly, so you don't miss out on opportunities. Yeah. You can see even the good, even in what look like ugly, bad circumstances. You can see opportunities that are camouflaged.
Amen.
You know, the prophet was fed by a woman who didn't look like she could feed him. You know,
sure.
So you could have missed that if you said, I know, Mara, Udula Mosheking, she's in an umkuku. This person can't feed me. And yet, this was the one that God had actually assigned to feed you and give you food. Imagine how many of us have missed opportunities because we looked externally with our naked, natural eyes.
Yeah.
And there God had hidden, because he likes to do that. He likes to hide opportunities in the most unlikely places and in the most unlikely people. So my prayer is that you will see and you will not miss opportunities, but you will not only see with your physical eyes, that you will see also in the spiritual realm so you don't miss out, so that you're not limited, and that you will guard your eye gates,
yes.
Man them. I mean, put, I'm a security guards there, you know?
That's right.
Go put a contract out on your eyes and say, listen, eyes, you're not going to see all that stuff that's ungodly. That's not going to push me towards my destiny, but you're going to see what's going to push you, provoke you, bring out your potential. Like, you're going to see the stars, like God told Abraham, see the stars, see the potential in you, see the capacity in you, see the ability in you, see the increase and multiplication in you. Don't look at your body, which looks skorokoro body, you know, decrepit, and you know, it's just not looking right. Look to the stars instead. See Yeshua. You know, look to just Yeshua, the author and finisher of your faith, because he's the one who's able to do exceedingly abundantly above, beyond your every hope, imagination, and even desire. Hallelujah.
It's a word that is so challenging because it's something that we need to apply every day.
Every day.
Dr. Pearl.
Every day.
As you talk, I'm thinking about parents also to say, to guide our children.
Yeah, yeah.
As well, because sometimes we just allow them to see and watch any other thing.
We can't do that.
And also to see the good that God is doing in our lives as well, and how we see other people's blessings, because sometimes we see them and then we covet them and we want them for ourselves and all that.
And you don't even see your own.
Yes.
So you can, and this is exactly what you're saying, is exactly what happened to Hagar. Hagar and Sarah.
Yeah.
So Sarah, God's telling her, I'm going to bless you, girl. See, so she's not looking at her own womb.
Ooh.
She's coveting Hagar's womb and she's comparing the two, and she's looking at her skorokoro one and she's like, no, ain't nothing good can come out of here. But she's coveting Hagar's womb. She's like, fresh in ya na wabana. Yeah, this one is fresh. It's new. It's sharp with this womb.
Yeah.
And so now she ends up producing an Ishmael.
Sure.
Instead of the Isaac. But thankfully, God had mercy on her to still produce an Isaac. So when you are seeing others' blessings and not yours, you miss out on yours, because God has apportioned something for you. So we rejoice with other people when they have their breakthroughs and their blessings, but we don't allow their blessings to stop us from seeing our own blessings.